So just pausing, relaxing, opening. Just a couple of minutes of silent practice just to settle us down after the break. Feeling the weight of the body on the cushion, allowing the eyes to close. Maybe a couple of deep breaths. This is what's present in this moment. So welcome back. In the suttas, it tells us that the Buddha could recall thousands and thousands and thousands of past lives. So that's going to be our next contemplation. We have the benefit of knowing a little bit about evolution, about ancestry. We perhaps know our parents, perhaps know our grandparents. We might have heard of our great-grandparents. We might, if we're old and retired people, have done that, searching the ancestry, going back more generations, have some idea about our great-grandparents and great-great-grandparents. And if we really think about it, there has not been a point since life arrived on this earth when life hasn't been present. Birth is dukkha. The moment we cling on to the fact that I, me, was born, then death appears. So we're going to be looking back. We're going to be looking to those tens of thousands of lives millions of lives that have preceded ours. Feeling into that continuity of life. Going back through our human ancestry. What came before that? All the way back to the worms we talked about last night, and beyond that. Back into that single cell life form that appeared on this earth billions of years ago. So when we go into our contemplation, we'll follow the same format. 5 minutes, separate speaker listener. And then a little bit longer for open dialogue. And we're going to be really practicing with the guideline open. Noticing when the mind closes, where we get stuck. Noticing what that feels like. Relaxing the body. Moving beyond. Opening to the boundlessness of experience. And it is boundless. Opening to what we can feel in this body when we think of our ancestors, the life form that preceded ours, moving back through the chain, opening to what it might have felt like to be living in a different body, in a different form. Releasing that attachment we have to being human. Knowing that at some point we made that transition across the species boundary, a new species arose. Pausing to allow that investigation, that felt experience. Relaxing the clinging to this experience of this form. Opening to the relational space. Opening to what it's like to share this investigation with another. To hear their words, to hear their felt experience as they reach back into the past. So very simple. Exploration of who and what preceded this life that we call ours. Beginning with your parents, perhaps. Then moving beyond the people that you know. Beyond the form that you know.